Maaien, 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 maaien.
Tickets now to see one of Canada's hottest Juno Award-winning artists, Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys, bringing original country, roots, bluegrass, and rockabilly to Signal Brewery in Corbyville on July 6th. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today via flyingvconcerts.com.
See to find a home, and he worked among the few of the harvest threshing crew, leaving dying father all alone.
Hello and welcome back to From CN to CA. Sometimes an artist becomes so famous for one or two signature songs that the rest of their catalog gets overlooked. But some of my favorite discoveries happen when I go beyond the biggest hits and I find the songs that don't always make the playlist or radio station rotations. Today's selection includes a few tracks like that, songs that may not be the most famous, but have stayed with me for years. Let's get back to the music.
Ah, 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 钟，共你笑着笑得多真，似共醉，多么的想跟你再追，然而从没跟的我别追去。抬头前行吧，请你尽管他朝必然想你，来年和来月，请你尽淡忘曾共风中一夜花光光，曾共风中一刻下恋过。
して無情冷めても時は音信両道レッドフォーザイゼンが待ってよダイナマイトタイマー切ったらギギラギギラアイズを開花した君はバッアイコンカオバゲノレッドフォーザイ
なんで나충치생겨도난몰라내 내가 만든 쿠키 come and take a looky 우리 집에만 있지 너 올라와 얼마든지 곱지 그런데 너 충치 생겨도 난 몰라
心中。 老师哥给我这个歌词。
座右铭怎么断句呢？严格定义散漫。
这个歌词把我吓了一跳。
严格定义散漫奉行一些未必重要的约定，像是转诊。
头发都竖起来了，
不计较。
后来我静下心来一想，不对啊，我找大春老师的目的就是要找一些不一样的歌词。
这是未必重要的，可不列入自己整理房间也算，或者有时图像
怎么断你像是转诊通知，
随便爱人做什么，告诉你别处有生命。
territorio に分かれやすいボーイ抵抗なし戦隊とテイクオフ羽広げる会話頬あからめる分かりやすい恋一人帰り道歌うラブソングよくあるような生活を憧れこりゃ簡単じゃないんだよご飯を炊いて魚を焼くうまくいかないとすぐにぼやく誰かのためにが常にお役ラップはお経で僕は菩薩時々破りたくなるお札時々君に会えるなら札おひどき未来手の中にあるぼちぼち明日に向かい帰りますよラララララララララゲストのラーサンドいい意味で虚無力かつ空っぽキャンバスのスクラウドほどほどに煮詰まった考えは翌日にはゴミ箱行きだけどアイディアの盾突き紡ぐいつかの盾隙間に通る風たどり出すマスカダストゥドゥわけらかんとして繰り出し街を浮遊偶然予想っていつもの場所これでいつかこれがいい羽伸ばしますビアかお茶割り休日醸し出す猫の手借りず回転休業ありきたりに入り浸りする日々にさあよガラララガラララ
いやほんまにそういうことね世界まあ終わりそうで終わらへんっていう
続くから、ね、
感じやから
せやな
Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with, the same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m.I hope I'll see you then.
This is Sean Kelly, Chris Brown, and Sarah Harmer saying
C.
You're listening to 101.9
in Kingston.
welcome to Absolutely Frivolous, one of the best audio comedy shows going on right now here in Canada. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located on the web at cfrc.ca. All our contact information is there. You can call us 533-CFRC or try our business line 533-2121. You can email us at cfrc@ams.queensu.ca. Or you can head on down to the station. We are located at Carruthers Hall here on Queen's Campus. There's a great map on cfrc.ca indicating we are located right beside the bookstore. CFRC is a wonderful place to volunteer. You're welcome to come here anytime and talk to the staff. A lot of our volunteers are longtime volunteers. We enjoy programming and doing behind-the-scenes things as well, such as volunteering at events and working on the website. There's all kinds of things that you can participate in and not necessarily do on-air radio. So check us out. Come on down to the station or give us a call. Like I said, our number is 533-CFRC. Erwin Barker was a Canadian comedian and writer. He wrote for This Hour Has 22 Minutes and The Rick Mercer Report, and he was nominated for 4 Gemini Awards as a writer and 1 as a stand-up performer for his 2005 performance at the Halifax Comedy Festival. Erwin was also nominated for 3 Writers Guild of Canada Screenwriters Award, and he won the award in 2008. He was also a regular writer and contributor for CBC Radio's The Debaters. In 2007, Barker was diagnosed with a rare type of terminal cancer. He joked that his doctor had given him 12 months to live, but my lawyer says he can get it down to 8. After his diagnosis, he was active as an inspirational speaker on how he used humor as a vital coping mechanism in his personal fight against cancer. He was a headline performer at numerous cancer fundraisers, as well as a keynote speaker for conferences dealing with cancer and palliative care. His first year of cancer treatment was the subject of a CTV documentary entitled That's My Time. The documentary debuted at the 2008 Atlantic Film Festival and was nationally televised in September 2008. Reaction to Barker's presentations on comedy and cancer have been overwhelmingly positive. In Barker's own words, "Cancer has my body, but not my spirit, and I'll continue to make jokes, not so much about cancer, but in spite of it." He died in Toronto on June 21st, 2010.
I don't know why the pilot is so concerned that we know who he is. You know, you're trying to have a little sleep on the plane, but oh no, they can't do that.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. It's your captain speaking, Captain Richardson.
Oh man, if only I had a pen, huh? Put that on my list of things I care nothing about. Captain Richardson, was that it? I got to remember this now? For what? 3 years later, midnight at Burger King.
Can I take your order, please?
Captain Richardson? Hey. It's me, Erwin. 8A. How you doing, man? Do a show, took the bus, and this big greasy guy sitting beside me, and I fell asleep, and my head flopped over and just landed on this guy's shoulder, and he just freaked out on me and just banged, practically put me through the window. Guy looks at me and he goes, "What are you, gay?" Like that would be my big move, huh? Yeah. Spent the winter here in Halifax, got to experience the big hurricane, Juan. That was... I love the fact that the armed forces were in there afterwards to clean up all the debris and the branches and everything in camouflage. That was interesting. We had the flooding in Winnipeg, and they had the armed forces in there as well, putting up sandbags to help save the city. Toronto, of course, the big blizzard. They had the army in there, shovel them out. Montreal, the ice storm. That's what I love about Canada. We're the type of country where when you see troops moving in, right away you're thinking, "Oh, looks like we're in for some bad weather."
This is Bob Duthie, station volunteer from 1958 to 1959. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Bluegrass is great music, but on Sunday mornings you can hear the best of bluegrass, gospel bluegrass, on Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show. Tune in to 101.9 FM to hear some old, some new, some standards, and some new grass, with a big mix of groups, some national, some international, and a lot of local groups and musicians. Along with great music, you get an informative mix of weather, traffic info, record and group reviews, and even some humor to start your Sunday off the right way. Don't forget, every Sunday morning, 8 to 10, listen to Gospel Bluegrass on Brother Brian's Bluegrass Show on CFRC 101.9 Queen's University Radio.
Right, now, my final guest tonight is an 84-year-old man. During his long, distinguished, maverick political career, he's been famous for his outspoken views and the outspoken way of speaking them. In 1963, he reduced interviewer David Frost to a gibbering wreck of tears. In a recent TV debate with feminist Andrea Dworkin, he caused outrage when he told her to shut up and shave. And only last week, he sensationally renounced his peerage and left the House of Lords. I'd better watch out, and so had you, as we get to know Lord Morgan of Glossop. Knowing me, Alan Partridge, knowing you, Lord Morgan of Glossop, aha.
No.
No, you're not going to do that. Okay. Now, you've just resigned from the House of Lords. Do you want to tell us about that?
1 week ago, I stood up in the House of Lords and I said, "My lords and ladies, you're all arses. Goodbye."
Great. You've just published your autobiography. What's that about?
It's about my life, you ask.
Yeah. You describe your childhood in the book, and I imagine your life in Glossop in Derbyshire. I imagine a life of cobbly streets, of inclement weather, a wholesome existence. Is that fair?
When I was five, I walked into the parlour and I witnessed my father shooting my mother. He then placed the shotgun into his own mouth and blew his brains out.
So it wasn't an idyllic childhood.
On the contrary, I was spared the ridiculous hypocrisy of family life. The only friend a man needs is the bottle.
Right. No doubt, then, if you're so fond of the bottle, you'll be quite pleased that we left a bottle of 10-year-old malt in your dressing room.
Yes, it's all gone.
Do you enjoy it?
Piss.
You can see why David Frost started crying.
He's an arse.
No. Well, I won't ask what I am.
You're an arse.
After childhood, what happened then?
Adolescence.
What was that like?
Like childhood, but with more pubic hair.
Please.
I got you there.
Yes. Certainly did. Now...
You are... No,
please. Now, Lord Morgan, please, people are listening. Now, in Oxford, in the 1930s, you went up to Oxford to study the classics, and it was there you met W.H. Auden,
puff.
Stephen Spender, and Cecil Day Lewis.
Big puff.
Now, you didn't like them, did you?
Nancy boy, communist puff to poets. Old puffy poets pouncing around.
Right, okay. So you didn't like them?
You ass.
Please, don't say that again, please. Please.
If you don't want me to say it again, I won't say it again. I give you my word.
Are you a man of your word?
Nope.
Right. You've been very outspoken. You're in favour of hanging.
Only for criminals.
Right, but oddly, more recently, you've been an outspoken defender of pornography. Why?
What a man chooses to do in the privacy of his own attic. It's his business alone.
Right, but what about the feminist argument that pornography degrades women?
But is it not the case that sex degrades women? If it's any good.
Yes, it's true. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Now, you're in Who's Who, and...
I like those prostitutes.
I'm sorry?
I like those prostitutes. They were very nice.
Who? What prostitutes?
Those prostitutes you had on before.
They were guests. You can't say that. They were guests.
They looked like whores.
Don't say that. Whores. Don't.
Well, they
look,
did.
Look. I know they look like whores. I can't say that. Now, I would love to be in Who's Who. And, what I've got here is my entry for Who's Who as follows. Oh. Alan Gordon Partridge, born April the 2nd, 1955, Norwich. Journalist, commentator, broadcaster and interviewer for Anglia TV's Sport Report, On the Hour, BBC Radio 4, host of Own Chat Show, Knowing Me, Knowing You, Radio 4 and others. Is that the sort of thing that would be an acceptable form of words with which to grace the hallowed turf of Who's Who's pages? No? I see that your own entry, you list your hobbies, food, whiskey, and your attic. I mean, do you eat often? Lord Morgan? Can we have the chief medical officer, please? Sorry.
I'm very worried. Is there anything at all?
I'm afraid to pass this way.
No, right, I'll deal with this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great regret that I have to announce that Lord Morgan of Glossop passed away peacefully some moments ago. And on that bombshell... I can't do that. This is a profound moment. The only thing is that we perhaps observe a minute's silence. In fact, I ought to cover him. I'm taking my sweater off. I'm just going to drape it over his head. I've draped my sweater over his head to preserve some dignity. As Lord Morgan sits immovable beneath the hastily improvised Pringle shroud. It seems somehow appropriate to say, this is Knowing Me, Alan Partridge, Knowing You, Lord Morgan, rest in peace. Aha. please, one minute silence, starting now. Please, stop whatever you're doing. If you're in the car, pull over. If you're on the motorway, please pull in at the next service station and observe a minute's silence in your own time. If you're on the M1, there's Scratchwood, Toddington, and Newport Pagnell, where you'll find a country kitchen. If you're on the M6, you've got Knutsford, Sandbach, and Hilton Park. So, a minute's silence. I'll have to speak periodically to show we're still broadcasting. This is Radio 4. With Alan Partridge.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is coming through, and our heart is calling for you. The thrush on high, its sleepy mate is calling, and my heart is calling you.
Interested in social justice or environmental issues? Do you want to make local connections to global issues? And do you want to break outside the Queen's bubble? Well, sign up for the Ontario Public Interest Research Group's free newsletter, Ear to the Ground. It's emailed out once a week and is full of local events such as speakers, films, festivals, community arts, and activist action alerts. You can subscribe on the Oprah Kingston website. Go to www.operg.org or call 533-3189.
It all started when I took a job as a private dick, specializing in locating people. The firm was called Pathfinders. My first job, my quest, if you will, was to focus on this regal viper and track her on her latest excursion from Tacoma to Dakota via Montana. Safari as I could tell, this swift little trooper's expedition had left a Tahoe of Maxima heartache from Park Avenue to Silverado. Her name was Savannah Isuzu. And I was bently on finding her, no matter how Ferrari I Honda go to do it. Besides, this little venture was my passport to the Ultima Golf Odyssey. And I wasn't about to pass that up. I finally saw her in a rundown bar in Surrey. Seducing her was integral to my plan. So not wanting to appear cheap, I ordered some Lamborghini and sat her next to her. She had the Mitsubishi.
Audi. Hi, Sid. Been looking forward to meeting you. Jimmy Durango's the name, but my friends call me Intrepid. What's your sign? I said, Taurus. I wanted to explore her right then, so I put my hand on her neon under the sable. I'm taking Vitara, I said. I was trying to impress her. She seemed intrigued by my mystique. Camaro, she whispered. So being as cavalier as I could, I leaned toward her expecting a kiss, but she dodged at the last minute and I rammed my face into the back of her chair. That Mustang, she said. Then she whispered in my ear, Jetta life, Durango. I knew right then a Hummer was out of the question. Don't call 911, I said. I Mazda mistaken you for someone looking for a Buick Chevrolet. You don't know what you're missing. I could feel her mercury rising. Lexus, get something straight, Durango, she said. If you're Lincoln, you can Rolls Royce in here, get me Lotus and probe my Volvo. You got another thing coming, Pontiac. I knew right then she was no pushover. But I had my pride, Hyundai. I wasn't about to legacy my embarrassment. Toyota have the bouncer throw you out, she said. But I Cadillac ya. My low self-esteem seemed to echo through the bar, but it was but a prelude to the insight I gained when she Volkswagen vanished like a mirage on the breeze. You go! I shouted. Chrysler, she's good, I thought. I suffered from Sonoma that night, a night that seemed to go on for infinity. When morning finally came, it felt like a century had passed, and I knew my days as a pathfinder were over. She'd sent her that. I'd never find a cure for the heartache she caused me, and Daewoo the day I heard the name Savannah Isuzu.
Hello, my name's Sheila Rogers. I work at CBC Radio now, but my best radio days were at CFRC. 101.9 FM now or CFRC.ca. We could never have thought of the internet back in the 70s. It's great that you're listening. Stay with us.